This is the Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. Here's your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I'm bringing back a returning guest that was on my show back in April of this year, 2019. We're talking about no other than Signet International Holdings, Inc. They trade on the OTC markets under the ticker symbol SIGN. And with us today is the president of that company, going to bring us up to speed, Mr. Tom Donaldson. Tom, welcome back to the show.
Well, thank you very much. It's a pleasure to be here again.
You know, you guys got basically a three-part prong out there that you guys are working on. Just give me a little bit of about statement of what you guys are doing out there, and then I want to get into the Q&A.
Okay. Well, Signet has reversed a lot of the way that we were going initially, and we are currently working primarily on three exclusive patents. Very involved in the technological field. One of the patents is a new device for diagnosing skin cancer, melanoma. We'll talk a great deal about that because I, being a skin cancer patient myself, am very excited about that. Another one is called, we refer to it as eco-friendly graphene-based technology to rapidly de-ice aircraft. Now, if you've ever been on an airplane in the northern part of this country in the wintertime, you know that ice develops on the wings while you're waiting to take off, and you have to go have the plane de-iced.
And, absolutely.
That can be a very time-consuming process, especially if you are the 8th or 10th airplane in line to be de-iced and or re-de-iced before you can take off. We are working on developing this patented device, which will reduce the amount of time it takes to de-ice the plane the size of a 737 about 400 times faster.
Wow.
Which will be a major savings. And it's also totally eco-friendly because the de-icing compounds they're currently putting on the wings of aircraft is highly toxic, and it drains off into wherever they happen to be draining at the time. Another one is we're working on a brand new energy device, which we refer to as InCharge, and it's a patented magnet-based multi-cycle energy source that, in essence, virtually recharges itself. While it doesn't do that, it does recharge almost instantly and basically an unlimited amount of cycles.
So it's a perpetual energy source?
It's almost perpetual. It's not totally. It takes several seconds to recharge it. But we are working on developing the prototype for that, and we currently are in very initial negotiations with, and I can't say who it's with, but with a very large company that's very interested in batteries for all sorts of reasons. I don't want to appear that vague, but I really can't say who it is.
I asked you to come on the show for a couple of reasons. Recently, you put out a press release September the 19th. And that being said, my question to you today is melanoma skin cancer, is it always fatal?
No. Melanoma skin cancer is not fatal. Always. It can be. It is the least common form of skin cancer. However, it accounts for the most deaths, because of the way that it has a tendency to spread throughout the body. It accounts for only about 1% of all skin cancers that are diagnosed in this country. But as I said before, it causes most of the cancer deaths, skin cancer deaths. The estimated 5-year survival rate for patients whose melanoma is detected early is in the neighborhood of 98%. That means that the people for the next 5 years are expected to live an equal amount of time as the people who have never had that cancer problem. If it is diagnosed very, very early, which is exactly what this new diagnostic method, which has been developed by the scientists at the University of Florida, does, if it's not diagnosed very, very early on, it can advance and spread to all other parts of the body, and that's where it's hard to treat, and that can become fatal. But that's a very small number, fortunately, but it can become a very large number because it goes all the way down to a 20% survival rate if it's given too long to develop, and it can spread fairly rapidly. I'm very excited about this personally as well as for the company, because while it will bring substantial revenue to the company and be good for our shareholders, I am a skin cancer patient, and I have had, I would say probably conservatively, at least 24 biopsies over the last 15 years, and 9 of those have led to surgical procedures to remove the problem source. The real problem is that you have a biopsy, you go into the doctor's office, have the biopsy, and then you have to wait anywhere from 10 days to 2 weeks to get the results of the biopsy. Well, in one of my situations, the particular skin cancer cell almost doubled in size while we were waiting for the results of the biopsy.
Holy cow.
And that was not a very good feeling. And all the time that you, the patient, are waiting for the biopsy, you're nervous as a dickens because you don't know if you're going to have the potentially fatal form or you're just going to have a very common basal cell carcinoma or a squamous cell carcinoma, which can be excised very simply. This particular new method that we're going to have the exclusive on is painless. There's no cutting involved. They don't have to excise anything. It's done by what the inventors, I understand from talking with the people at Florida, what the inventors laughingly refer to as a sniffer, which is they have found now that there are particular vapors given off by cancer cells, that by melanoma cancer cells, that can be identified by this new device that they have come up with, so that they can literally sniff, the machine sniffs the vapors coming off just above in the air, just above where the cell is, the cancer cell is, and diagnose it instantly, right at the point, at the doctor's office, at point of service, right there, and they know whether or not it's melanoma.
That's pretty impressive.
That's very impressive. Also, the normal way, the most common way of getting rid of a melanoma is called Mohs surgery, M-O-H-S surgery, which you go into an operating room and they start cutting away on you and they cut what they think visually they've gotten it all, but then they have to run a biopsy on that, but they have a different kind of biopsy they do on that. And it takes about an hour and a half to 2 hours to get the results of that biopsy right there in the doctor's office. And I have had to be there all day long while they made different cuts, and they cut a little bit, they do a biopsy, they cut a little bit, they do a biopsy. And I've been there 12 hours going through this process. Fortunately, they were always able to get it all for me, but it's very, very exciting. And, I can't imagine just walking in if they just suspect, like, I've got moles, you know, in many places in my body, they could just pass this vapor sniffer over that mole and tell instantly if I'm going to have melanoma right there or if I do have melanoma right there.
Well, let me ask you this. Recently, you guys filed a PCT filing for a patent, if you will. Will this new technology cure skin cancer?
No. It will not cure. It is not a treatment. It's a diagnostic tool. Painless, instant results. That's the key to the whole thing, which leads to being able to treat the melanoma while it's still very new and very young, and will put you up into that 98% category of survival. It is not fatal necessarily. Very few are, but if it is still the leading cause of death in skin cancer.
Is the process painful?
No, there's no pain. There's no cutting. You don't even know what's going on. They just pass this device over you, and as if by magic, it diagnoses your problem. It literally sniffs the gases being given off by that area of your skin.
I got about 45 seconds left, and I want to get to a couple of questions that I want. One, when do you think you guys will be reinstated? And two, what would you want my listeners and your stockholders to take away from this interview?
I would like for them to appreciate the fact that we are going to be reporting very soon, fully reporting. And when you ask how soon, we are notified by the auditors that they should have the audit completed within 4 weeks. At that point, then we file with the SEC, and that would probably take another 2 weeks to get them to approve everything. So if all goes well, and we have every reason to believe it will, we will be back to fully reporting within the next, let's say, 6 to 8 weeks.
And what would you want my listeners to take away from the interview today?
The fact that Signet is working hard to take its rightful place among the leaders in the technological industry, because we have turned all of our efforts to that direction and are currently seeking things that we can obtain the rights to, the exclusive rights to new technology.
My guest today has been Tom Donaldson. He is the president of Signet International Holdings. Their stock price is around 51 cents. Market cap very undervalued, my personal opinion, that is, around 4.6 million. You can find them on the OTC markets under the ticker symbol SIGN. Tom, I want to thank you for coming on the show today. The only thing I ask is that you not wait 5 or 6 months to come back on the next time.
Well, we've been working on getting back to being reporting and in good standing, and then finding good products that we can make some money for our shareholders as well as the company. And we have done
that.
Tom,
thanks so much for coming on the show.
Thank you, Emmett. Enjoyed it.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by La Jolla Media LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are for educational and research purposes. Stock Day encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them or to seek the assistance of an investment professional.